But let's get to Turkey Bowl because, you know, Turkey Bowl has been, for us as a show, and this dates back to when we were in the midday show, a really cool, for us, annual, other than, you know, the pandemic thing where we actually get to, because let's be real, guys. WIP, we're going to talk about the professional level. I'll make up a number. 98% of the time, 99% of the time, you know, 1%, 2% mixed into college sports, like basically 0% high school sports. I mean, 0%. But it's like the bedrock of sports in America, or that in grade school, that is. I mean, it's just what it is. And so we wanted to honor the great tradition of high school sports in our area and really on an annual basis feature different schools and a rivalry game with Turkey Bowl, which is a broadcast we do every single year on Thanksgiving Day. Or this year we actually have consideration for the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, because a lot of schools, a lot of rivalry games have actually moved their game to the Wednesday. So Wednesday or Thursday, we have narrowed it down to seven games that have a possibility. Let me tell you, Turkey Bowl 6 is presented by Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. And it is time right now. So for all the people that submitted, we thank you, because there was a lot of submissions, you know, so many schools, so many rivalry games. And we'll remind you, the past five times we've done this, it's been Ridley and Interboro, it's been Quakertown and Penridge, Chichester and Sun Valley, Ryan and Washington, and last year we were at Haddon Heights and Haddon Field. We expect to move it around. It's going to take a long time before the same game is featured twice. A lot of schools, a lot of rivalry games are going to have a crack at this. Seltzer, if you would, sir, a drum roll as we tell the audience the 14 schools still eligible, the seven games for Turkey Bowl 6. They are Bristol High School against Morrisville High School, Burlington City against Palmyra, Downingtown West, Downingtown East, classic game right there, Haverford and Upper Darby, Martin Luther King High School, Olney, Paul the Sixth, Camden Catholic, St. John Newman and Maria Goretti, South Philadelphia High School. Congrats to those 14 schools and those seven games which have advanced to the finals, where now the voting is on. To everyone listening, particularly, of course, if you have an association with any of these 14 schools, as an alum, as a current student, by the way, if you're a current student, God bless you, you're pulling a Ferris Bueller's Day Off and you cut school today, it's 8:37, I applaud you for not being in school right now. Now, but it's primarily, obviously, right now, alums listening and all that. But, you know, if you're a faculty member or an administrator, whomever you might be, someone connected to these great schools, know that you can head over right now and for the next couple of weeks to 94WIP.com. That's the website, 94WIP.com. Select the rivalry that you want to hear broadcast here on WIP, either Thanksgiving Day or the day before Thanksgiving. By the way, the winning rivalry game, those schools are going to be awarded some money because we want to also help, you know, give back to the athletic departments. $3,000 will go to the athletic department. So $3,000. And, of course, you know, and I'll use this term, the glory of having your school broadcast on WIP. And I don't mean to say that to sound haughty about ourselves, but let's be real. It's an unconventional thing. I mean, John, you would have loved in high school. Let's put it this way, John. You were about as big a deal as a person can be in Pennsylvania high school sports. You were the best player in high school that year, and you led your team to the state title. And you were renowned as being one of the great running backs in high school football that year, so you were heavily recruited. Most kids aren't that. And so for them to actually have their name and their game and their plays and their touchdowns featured on WIP,
it's an opportunity for everyone to hear and know about this massive game that everyone's been pointing toward the whole season. This is the one on the schedule that matters the most for everybody.
I love this. I really do. It's a good tradition. By the way, the voting will go until November 8th. So spread the word in your community and amongst your friends and family, obviously connected to these schools. Get voting at 94WIP.com. Vote all the way through November 8th. Again, we thank Turkey Bowl with the presenting sponsor. That's Cheney University. And to our returning sponsors as well, Steam Fitters Local 420 and Bradford White Water Heater. And good luck to all the schools. And guys and gals, get voting, because the vote is now on at 94WIP.com. Let's talk to Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Prince. How are you today?
Good seeing you yesterday at Chickies and Pete's, Ken.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except you're wearing the Wisconsin gear. Wisconsin.
Well, I'm toting Wisconsin beer that's bootleg outside the state, so it's
there you go. Hey, Wisconsin works for me because Corey Clement went there, and that guy helped the Eagles win a Super Bowl.
Corey Clement's awesome.
Oh, I love him, man. Love
Wisconsin always has awesome backs.
Backs and linemen.
Yeah, except Ron Dean was a disappointment in the pros.
Yeah, but in college, Ron Dame, Michael Bennett, like they did.
Well, of course.
Jonathan Taylor, like they did a ton of guys. John Taylor's good in the pros.
Oh, he's phenomenal. All right, Ken, go ahead, pal.
So, first of all, I love that you guys are doing the Turkey Bowl. I love high school football, and I can honestly say I learned more about what I had inside of myself playing high school football than I did anywhere else in my life ever before.
Well, so did I, except by not playing. I learned that I'm a wuss and wasn't good enough.
Well, it's still illustrative.
How about that,
Joe?
John?
And
hey, listen, at least
like
I'm congratulating. I'm nothing but not honest.
Maybe.
I'd like to congratulate Pete Alonso on his new hair plugs. They look great.
I didn't notice.
He's such a
that's
jerk.
Good,
he's
though.
A bag of jerks. I mean, that guy's just so bad.
Oh no.
Look,
I just thought he was incredibly strange in appearance and the way he conducts himself.
Well, the guy.
But
the
if he's a jerk on top of it, I don't feel so bad about feeling that way.
There you go. All right, Ken, what do you make of this series? The Phillies and the Mets, Ken. Give me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, this is the guy who threw the ball from the guy's first major league hit ever, threw it into the stands last year.
Yeah, because he was in a bad mood.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
You don't remember
really?
That? Yeah, he had to come out and apologize and all that stuff. Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
But look, Chuck hit the nail on the head. They are going to run all over this team. They're going to steal 15 bases. And look, I don't know why we're worried about this. Like, this whole buy thing. Look, I've been saying it for a couple of years. Part of the reason that the Phillies beat the Braves in the postseason 2 years in a row when the Braves had to buy was because the Phillies are wired differently than the Braves are. And the Phillies are wired to take this adversity and suck it up. And the Braves are not. You've got to be mentally tough. There's a reason why the Houston Astros never were really affected by the bye, and because that team was mentally tough. Garbage cans or not. So
I don't know, Ken. That seems simplistic to me. I mean, the Atlanta Braves won a World Series in 2021. I mean, with largely the same group. I mean, it's, you know.
Wasn't that like COVID, though?
Well, I mean, not really.
No,
I mean, fans were back in the stands. You want to talk about being mentally tough? They lost Acuna that year and won the World Series. That's
but they did have a fair amount of different guys. Like, the guys who really helped them win it weren't there. Soler got brought back partway
different.
Through this
Olsen
season. But, like,
there.
Soler,
Freeman,
Rosario, like, I Jock know. Peterson, like, the guys who really stepped up that run weren't there.
But, Ken, I got to tell you, man. Like, Ken, we got to see this format this way for a couple more years.
Oh, yeah, Freddie Freeman, by the way, pretty important part of that team.
But Ken, I got to tell you, like, I do think the bye is in a strange way unfair to the great teams that have earned it. I just think this layoff is not ideal. Now, I'm not saying I'd rather not have it now. I'm glad the Phillies didn't have the opportunity to be eliminated in the last, you know, two days. But having a bye, we got to see more, but it might be a problem if you come out rusty.
Okay.
Yeah,
better that you're healed and healthier. I just weigh it that way.
It may be, John, but it may
stop.
Not. John, the Dodgers got their
so much to
John,
do
John,
about nothing.
John, you can't say so much to do about nothing. The Dodgers were 100-win teams 2 years in a row and lost.
I get it.
The Braves were 100-win teams 2 years in a row and
they're
lost.
They're not us.
They didn't have Zach Wheeler starting game one, though, what it's worth. I do think Wheeler is an elixir to coming in rusty in game one.
Listen, I hope you're right.
I think so.
Ken, give me an answer. Give me a New York athlete or coach you couldn't stand.
Joe. Just be certain that a week from now we're going to be talking about being ready for the Padres to come in here and play us in game one of the NLCS. So just relax.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, you guys mentioned Pete Alonso. There's one guy who's way more annoying than anybody else on the Mets, but he won't be playing, and that is Jeff McNeil.
McNeil, yeah. Jeff McNeil.
He is annoying.
Classic.